says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys
Ain't
can't do.
Too many things these old boys can't do. Welcome, all you country folks, boys and girls, to the Trump Phenomenon Show. And, of course, Hank Williams Jr. there is really, when he talks about country folks, he's talking about all of us. And he's referring back to when America was great again, a once and former America that Donald Trump is seeking to restore and even improve upon. But that's what this show is about, the Trump Phenomenon Show, here on November 13th, 2019. I'm James Kelso. You're hosting this live show for a brief 60 minutes of just a lightning look at what Donald Trump has accomplished in the last 24 hours. And it's been a great 24 hours. We told you you'd be enjoying the demon rat pencil neck Adam Schiff show today. And indeed, that was a dud. It's the right word. That's what Breitbart's using. It was a dud for the demon rats. And I think they resume again on Friday for more. And I think the Republicans will come in even stronger on Friday because they will really have they'll be in more of a fighting form on Friday. So look forward to that. And meanwhile, in the interim, on Thursday, Donald Trump will be in Bossier City, Louisiana, for another super spectacular, huge rally. And that will, of course, we'll be there with you here on this show. So look forward to that tomorrow night. Then we have more coming attractions coming to a theater near you. The Demon Rat Dumpster Fire Debate Debacle will be coming to us on November 20th. And let's take a look. Let's take a peek at that. Who has qualified for the Demon Rat Dumpster Fire Debate Debacle? Wait a minute. How much alliteration do I have there? The Demon Rat Dumpster Fire Debate Debacle. Well, it's four D's there. And the on November 20th, here are the folks who have the patriotic fine demon rats who have qualified for this dumpster fire debate. Joe, what do they call him? Creepy, sleepy Joe Biden. And then we have Bernie CPUSA Sanders. We have Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren. No, this is not a profile of senior citizens. Yes, these are people are all the youngster among the group so far is Elizabeth Warren at 70. and by the way, the latest entry into the Demon Rat Dumpster Fire debacle, although he's not going to make it into the debate yet, Michael Bloomberg, I think he's 76 or 78. We'll look him up in a moment, but he's no spring chicken. Then we have, but now here's the surprising one. Well, let me go through the whole list first, and then we'll come back to Buttigieg, and then there are all the variant pronunciations on Buttigieg, but I won't get into that. Not yet anyway. He's in the debate. Kamala Harris, I don't know how she wants to pronounce her name either. She looks kind of like a camel. She's in the debate. Ying Yang. I can't remember what Yang's first name is, so I use Ying. he's in our fun with names theme. He's in the debate. Amy Klobuchar. I remember her first name only because she's a pretends to be a senator from the neighboring state of Minnesota, which is only about 100 yards away from me where I sit here. Tulsi Gabbard, she's in there. Good. That's good. That's put a little spice into that debate. How did she make it in? She did. Good for her. Tom Steyer, the billionaire, he's in there. This is for the fifth debate. I hope I'm looking at the right one. I think I am. If I'm looking at the wrong debate, shame on me. That would be really embarrassing if I did that. Let's just see here. I might be looking at the wrong debate, in which case I'm a real dope here. The fourth debate was October 15th. The fifth debate, November 20th. No, this is the current debate. I'm looking at the right one. Tom Steyer, Cory Booker is in, and Fidel Castro is in the debate. Wait a minute. Wait. I got his first name wrong. Julian. Who? Yes, Julian. He's in the debate. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself. All those people I just mentioned have met the donor criterion. That is number of donors. And that criterion, let me go back and find it for you. The DNC came up with this. Their blah, blah, blah. Their donor requirement is 165,000 unique donors. But then they have a second requirement, polling. They have to have reached a certain level in four polls, and that level is 3%. One of the folks I just mentioned has not yet made that 3% in four polls, and that's Fidel Castro. There are two others that haven't made it in the third qualification, early state polling criteria, and that would be that those are considered the states of New Hampshire, Iowa, Nevada, or South Carolina. And that strikes out Tom Steyer, who hasn't qualified in any poll in those states, and Cory Booker. So those two are not yet in the debate. But are they qualified for the debate? The DNC has determined that all of them except Fidel Castro, all the people I've mentioned, have qualified. Anyway, so that's what we're going to – so we're looking at one, two – assuming that Fidel Castro gets in, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 people on the stage in the dumpster fire debacle. And the sixth debate – will follow a month and 9 days later on December 19th. And that's where, and now this new guy, Bloomberg, he's clearly not going to make it for this debate. Will he make it for December 19th? We don't know. That's going to be at Loyola Marymount in LA, California. And so there you go. So that's coming up. Things to look forward to. Let me go over to my caller board here and see where you can get your voice into this show at 800-313-9443. You can call anytime and I'll get you. Harley in Indiana, we barely got to talk to you last night, so if you want to call in, I'll put you on first if you'd call in. Let's see here. Let's go over to the president. He met with the president of Turkey, Erdogan. He met with him today and gave a very good press conference in which one of the controlled press stood up and asked about the pencil neck shifty ship inquiry, and the president, I mean, he had a great rejoinder. He said, "You mean the witch hunt?" Wonderful. And even Erdogan seemed to get what was going on. He kind of chuckled. And then there was another nice zinger from the president who said, "You know, this is a shame that this gentleman," he gestured over to Erdogan, he has to stand in line and wait for this kind of nonsense about the witch hunt, questions about the impeachment hoax. And he seemed to give a little bit of a grin at that, too. He got what was going on there. So a nice press conference by the president today. And what's he tweeting to you right now? Well, let's see. Let's see. What is he tweeting? See, his most recent tweet is get through the retweets at the top, get through the pinned tweets at the top. I'm starting to get the hang of Twitter, even though I don't tweet myself. Let's see here. These are retweets and more retweets. He's really great at retweets. Boy, a lot of retweets at the top. Let me see here. What you got to go down to lots of. There's so many tweets. You don't know what to do. He's retweeting all the way down the page here, page after page of retweets. This is more than I've ever seen before. Well, okay. Where did we leave off? We left off with, oh, here's a nice one, nice tweet. New hoax, it's a four-word tweet. New hoax, same swamp. I like that one. And the, well, let's see here. We'll come back to this. And then Breitbart headlines the whole thing with Democrat dud, two-word summary of the hearing today. And that is correct, Democrat dud. This went over like a lead balloon for the demon rats, the American public. You watch a few minutes of it, it puts you to sleep. The only exciting moments are moments when Jim Jordan or Devin Nunes is grilling these. They had their two star witnesses today were deep state operatives, career swampers. Fair and balanced firing squad. Oh, okay. Well, the engineer just said we lost contact for about a minute. We got a break coming up now, engineer? No break. Okay, so now, folks, and this is one reason you ought to, however you're listening to this show, the background, the show is coming to you through the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. They're in the sprawling metropolis of Round Rock, Texas. Hey, support these guys who make the show possible and the man who has organized them, John Stadtmiller. Get your contributions into republicbroadcasting.org. And then also, please support whoever's bringing you this transmission. And we very much welcome all of you folks there on TalkStream Live. Please support TalkStream Live. Boy, are they doing a good job. So, anyway, so the demon rats want a fair and balanced firing squad for Donald Trump. And that's what it amounts to. Democrat dud today. That's the score on that. Really puts you to sleep. Both witnesses, here's a Breitbart headline. Both witnesses admit they had no contact with Donald Trump. Are you kidding? Okay, and they failed to respond to Congressman Ratcliffe's question, where is the impeachable offense? Isn't that nice? They can't answer a simple question. And then Here's now, and again, we're separating the men from the boys. Chris Wallace is definitely one of the boys. He is a never Trumper. Chris Wallace there on Fox. He hates Donald Trump. And more, they tried to hide it in the last couple of years. But more and more, it's coming out of the pores of their skin. You see the ones who really hate Trump. The Trump derangement syndrome takes possession of their souls, takes possession of their cerebral cortex, and they can't hide it. So Chris Wallace pronounces today that the Ambassador Taylor testimony was very damaging to President Trump. No, it wasn't, Chris Wallace, you clown, you dope. And of course, we could all advocate, get these dopes off of Fox, but it really is more complicated than that, because unfortunately the Fox network is not owned by the patriots who appear on it, or by the patriots like yourselves and myself who watch it. It's owned by the Murdoch family, which apparently is a left-leaning family. They're not right-wingers. They're not conservative patriots. They're just making a lot of money off of people like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. And boy, is Sean Hannity shining. He's getting better and better and better. He's coming out there every night swinging. He comes out just ready. He's been working on the speed bag, obviously, before the cameras go on. And he comes out just firing those shots. He's really good. But and I think where it's going to go, if we're going to see a Patriot Network at some point in the near future, there will be a solid four square, straight up, wall to wall Patriot Network. It's going to come. It's going to happen in the same way that Donald Trump arrived. And in fact, Donald Trump is the one leading the charge towards having such a network. And I think what may happen is that if the Patriots on Fox can't keep most of Fox keep their access on to most of Fox and to the primetime on Fox, I think they will just form en masse with the help of a few people with a lot of money, with that talent, like Carlson and Hannity, Dobbs, Ingram, Levin, with that kind of talent and some money and leadership from Donald Trump, I think they'll just de novo start up a network. And on day one, that network won't be a long slug fest to become. They will start out on day one with hundreds and hundreds of outlets and most of the American population in their broadcast area. And they will, and we will all just flock to that network. We will just flock. I mean, it'll just be all of us will go to that network and just suck the oxygen out of all the other networks. That'll be kind of fun if that happens, when that happens. All righty. Let's go to Harley has called back from Indiana. Harley,
yes.
Let's pick up where you left off, or if you have a new thought for us, the microphone is yours, sir.
Well, you ask a question. Let me get away from this other phone. You ask a question I thought when I first got on yesterday about the French Revolution, and it was called the National Assembly.
Yes, and their kangaroo court, I remembered since you and I talked, it came back to me, was called the Terror.
That's because they were a terror with all the blood that flowed.
Yeah.
As I said, the rivers were red. That's why they call them the Reds, right? Anyway, Buttigieg is, he's a faggot, homosexual. He's a Rhodes Scholar, knighted by the Queen. He's, it's a sanctuary city. And, of course, I happen to live in the area of South Bend, so I hear about him all the time on the news.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you. I can tell you right now.
And Harley, stay there. We've got to go through a break, Harley. But we'll get back to the fact that, amazingly, Buttigieg is now leading in the latest poll in Iowa. We'll be right back. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plane.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. Even though, hey, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
Hey, Politically Incorrect, that's us. No doubt about it, including Harley there in Indiana and all of you out there in our audience. So we are the Politically Incorrect, because political correctness is what, and I'll play a little, Harley, I'm going to play a little bit here. I'll give the microphone back to you, but then I'm going to play a little bit of Pencil Neck, Little Adam Schiff, being enforcing political correctness under the reign of which we have all lived. For decades, he'll be throttling here a Republican congresswoman named Stefanik, who's only 35 years old, and she asked very well. She asked a question which we'll play in just a moment about the whistleblower, and you'll hear Adam Schiff enforcing political correctness, which we all, to Adam Schiff and all the other politically correct people, we have a very three-word phrase to you: go to hell. take your political correctness with you. But now, go ahead, Harley. The microphone's yours.
Okay. You know, well, I listened to the hearing this morning, too, and they were totally disgusting. And there were several things that struck me.
Very interesting, Harley, very interesting, but make sure you turn your radio down here. Just talk to me on the phone.
Okay, can you hear that stupid phone?
Well, if you're only talk on one device, your phone, and turn your radio down or off.
Okay, well, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to do. But anyway, you know what they're doing between the Democrats and all of them is undermining the faith of the American people in the functioning of their government.
Well, yeah, yes, they are. And bless
their little
dirty hearts, because you know, our faith in I won't call it our government anymore, because what we're finding out is it hasn't been our government for a long, long time. It hasn't been I think you'd have to go back to Calvin Coolidge before you could say that this was our government. And the they're undermining our misplaced faith in things like the FBI and the CIA and the government in general. We're finding out that, in fact, these deep staters have been in control, and that we, like dumb bunnies, we've been partially aware of this, but we weren't aware of the depth, the depravity of it. Donald Trump and this action against this greatest president, this man who has our economy booming, has our country soaring, who's just the most tremendous president. The depth of their Trump derangement syndrome is providing a kind of a shock treatment to the American people to wake them from any lethargy they may have about how serious the situation is. But I'm talking too much. Go ahead, Harley. You had a good point you were developing.
Well, you know, what they're doing is, and that is the goal of the communists in the first place, is to undermine the faith of our government and our rulers. And, of course, they're not supposed to be our rulers, but that's what they are.
I hear what you're saying. The gangrene was, you know, we're like a patient that came into the doctor and thought we had a little toe infection, and the doctor says, we're going to have to take it off. What, my toe? No, we're going to have to take your leg off. Where, doctor? At the hip. Because the gangrene has really gotten advanced. So, but go ahead. I'm agreeing with you.
Well, you know, a thing I thought was interesting on the hearings, I know we need to move along, was the fact that we are equipping Ukraine to the tune of $1.5 billion. We're providing equipment for their military, training for their military, and they admitted they're building a new country with a new constitution. And they're undermining the judicial system. They say it's corrupt, so they're going over there to correct their corrupt system when we're the ones that are corrupt. And they openly admitted they're warring against Russia in reality.
Okay.
Because, well, they're giving the Ukraine all this training, and we just give them Javelin missile or something?
Yeah, the impression I get, Harley, is that the deep state, these deep staters, they hate Vladimir Putin, and they hate the Russian government, and they've been using Ukraine as a tool that they can use against Russia to foment war with Russia. And what's coming out? This is wonderful. What's coming out? Donald Trump is smoking this stuff up.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
The government of Ukraine.
No, I didn't realize they were doing these things, actually waging war against Russia with Ukraine, financing their military to the tune of $1 billion and a half.
Well, yeah, now we've got a break here. Harley, we're in the middle of a break, so let's go to that break. And Harley, always appreciate your thoughts, buddy. Thank you for calling in. We'll be right back, folks.
Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick.
Let me read it March, one more time. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. This Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message
to Mr. Morrison.
My
chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big bad.
Big
John.
Bad Donald John Trump, that
Big
is.
Big John.
And now, let me play a little gem for you here. Congressman Jim Jordan, who was just transferred, brilliant move by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, transferred Jim Jordan from the House Judiciary Committee, where there's no action now, into the bowels of the Intelligence Committee, where all this is taking place. Great move. And Jim Jordan spoke today brilliantly. I'll play it for you. You're going to love it. Let me set the scene. You have at the table William Taylor, acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who hates Donald Trump, and all the mass media is trying to portray him as an impartial. He's not a never Trump. Oh, yes, he is. And he's a career public servant who's devoted his life to our country. Oh, my God, what a great man he must be. Oh, yeah. Devoted his life to serving his country? No. He's been sucking off the public tit for his entire career of being a social justice warrior, overpaid and underworked. That's what these people are. These aren't people, these are not like U.S. Marines who do risk their lives for their country and do are underpaid and overworked. No, not like, these are not great Americans. But now listen to Jim Jordan take this great American apart. Who he's part of the deep state. He's a deep state dirtbag. And you can't see Taylor, but a lot of the cogency of this is in his expressions. As Jim Jordan is outing the guy, he's exposing him. There, you know, the facial expressions go across Taylor's face, you know, uncontrollably. And, you know, to those of you, you know, when you recognize somebody who's being outed and he's being spotted, there are these tics on their face, these grins, like, you know, like, oh, oops. So listen to it. Here it is.
Let me read it one more time. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. We got six people having four conversations in one sentence, and you just told me this is where you got your clear understanding. Which, I mean, even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what? We're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement. Never tweets about it. Never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? President, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about as far as I know.
And President
there was
Zelensky,
no reason for
and President
it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Now, there was the great expression from Ambassador, this piece of crud, Ambassador William Taylor, acting ambassador. May that please fire the guy as soon as possible, please. There's this grin that goes across his face like, you know, ouch, you got me. Jim Jordan got him. And I love that line he just uttered. And you're their star witness, you know, that puts it all. And that's the way this had to be done for the American people today. People watching, they need somebody with the power of Jim Jordan, and you're their star witness. You're all they got. And they got nothing, nothing.
You're the guy based on this, based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this. Ambassador Taylor.
And he's grinning at that. He's grinning at that. He shouldn't be. He should keep a serious face. He's not being a good liar. I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to follow than this. And the guy gives out a big grin. Like, ah, oh, you got me.
Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told, now again, this is, I hereby swear and affirm from Gordon Sondland. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 20. This all happens, by the way. This all happens, by the way, in Warsaw, where Vice President Pence meets with President Zelensky. And guess what?
Taylor,
they didn't talk about any linkage either.
Time of the gentleman's expired.
The time of the gentleman's expired. They had 5 minutes. This guy, Shifty Schiff, you know, he's limited guys like Jim Jordan to 5 minutes. We need to hear Jim Jordan tearing these guys apart for, you know, an hour or two. But that was beautiful. That was great. And there were a couple of people that did excellent work like that today. So the demon rats did not, they hurt themselves today. May they hurt themselves again on Friday when we go into round two of this match. And then I think they're going to try to prolong it out into next week. And let's, beautiful, bring it on. This is great. They're destroying themselves in their Trump derangement syndrome. They're completely out of control. Let's go. We got a couple callers here, and one of them is Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Jamie, I'm here. I hope you're having a great day, a great evening, or whatever it is. But I you kind of answered my question, but I'm curious to know your feedback on this. Do you feel that this impeachment inquiry, this whole thing, not only the destruction of the Democratic Party, but do you feel that this is their death throes? Because I feel like the Democratic Party is falling apart, but at the same time, I don't want a one-party system either.
Okay,
I don't really
question.
Want a party
very
system
good,
at all.
Very good question, Kevin, and I have a two-part answer. Boy, I sure wish this were the death throes of the Demon Rat Party. That would be so wonderful. They are then my two-part answer is this. They are exposing themselves in the most obscene way to patriots like you and to the rest of America, to the patriot remnant, to the good people of America. They are certainly exposing themselves in every sense of the word. That's good. The second part of my answer, and that's hopeful, but the discouraging part of my answer is that their battle plan is not based on persuading the good people in America to make the mistake of voting for them. That's not their battle plan. Their battle plan is to harvest all of these invaders that they have brought into America and win by demographic displacement, by simply replacing you, Kevin, and moving people from Mexico and Nigeria and Somalia into your neighborhood, and then also using the votes of dead people, of non-existent people, stuffing the ballot box, committing all sorts of election fraud and voter fraud. So that's the bad news, is that they intend to win elections as they won. They won the House in 2018. This was a devastating blow. Donald Trump had a great first 2 years, and the American people should have resoundingly voted in Republicans. Now, Trump wasn't on the ballot. I wish he had been in 2018. Maybe this wouldn't have happened, but the demon rats took over the House, and the result is nothing is moving, nothing is going, except by executive order of the president. No legislation can be advanced. And the demon rats did that. I gave a statistic. I wish I had the memory, you know, to remember all the statistics I put out on the show. But the other night, there was a study that showed that in those congressional districts where the foreign-born population is 14%. The demon rat reelection or chance of winning that district is 90%. So look at the interesting look at the game they're playing. If they can get sure. your congressional district to have 14% of what was the phrase there? Foreign-born people. You're finished, Kevin. Your vote is canceled. They have a 90% chance of taking over your congressional district, and then the same will apply writ large to your overall state. They'll do the same thing and take over your Senate positions. So that's the discouraging news. So is this the death knell and the death throes of the demon rat party? No, sadly, it's not. And so then that brings up my third message, which is, well, okay, Kelso, are you preaching gloom and doom here? Is there hope? Is there light at the end? Is there what did they say in that song? Stood 6'4" and weighed 245, and the miner shouted, "There's a light up above." Well, yeah, is there a light up above? Yes, there is. And Donald Trump is put his shoulder to that sagging timber, and that's why we're going to get out of this mine alive. Exactly how we're going to do it, it's going to be the Trump movement that does it. That's our hope. Is the Trump movement is going to get us out of this mine. But go ahead.
I totally, you know, I agree with you. That's kind of where some of the things that I've been thinking, too. But a couple of things that I'm thinking. You know, you have Phil Mudd and all these people coming out saying, we're going to kill him, we're going to remove him extrajudicially, things like that. Adam Schiff in his star chamber and everything. You know, we see what they're trying to do. Like, all of us, we get it. You know, like I've said before, this is a two-pronged thing here. You know, get him out of office because he's exposing, you know, all of our crimes. Not only the Democrats, but on the you know, some of the rhinos or rhino Republicans, blue bloods, if you want to call them that, if you will. But see, this is, you know, I wish Trump needs to put on his presidential brass knuckles and start firing because, you know, we got a bloated. His white, in my eyes, in my opinion, he's got a bloated White House. Plus, he's surrounded by people that don't like him, never Trumpers or people that want to remind him.
I just heard, is it the guy's name, Dr. Steve Pachinik? I just heard him say that on the Alex Jones show. And that's a very cogent statement. Just wholesale firing. Get these thousands of people, clean the Greek myth, the Augean stables. That was the Hercules labor there, is to clean the stables. I agree, yes. But the task is, how do you fire somebody? All of these bureaucrats, these bureau rats is what they are, aren't they? They all have union protection, government union protection. I'm not indicting unions in general, but they have a government union that's so strong. You can't just fire them. And, you might have to go through 2 years of hearings, and then you're going to lose after 2 years of the hearings. Donald Trump, there are some small number of people that serve only at the pleasure of the president. He can fire those people. But even there, he's got a big problem because they're deceiving him so completely. They're lying to him left and right. So, yeah, clean out the White House. He is doing that. He has found some really good people. He does have a core around him that are really good people. The guy, I'll tell you what, my faith in the man's genius, this happened early on, back in the primaries, everybody's got a telling Donald Trump what to do, and I'm not including you in this. Everybody's telling him, what mistakes he's making. And I realized very early on, this man is a colossal genius. There's really nothing that he's missing. There's nothing that he's clueless on. And so consider this, that he's – just imagine how difficult this is. Imagine going to sleep at night. You probably sleep in a peaceful bed in a calm, serene home, and you can listen to the birds in the morning. Not Donald Trump. Imagine what it's like to be this man hopping in and out of Marine One, getting over to Air Force One, and the risk that's involved, and they're destroying his life's work and his business and so on. They've cost him billions of dollars. He doesn't complain about it. He doesn't talk about it. But when his presidency's over, he probably will have wiped billions of his fortune out. And he's he's such a great man. He said it, and I believe him. He doesn't care. This is his life's work, is to save our country. And if it costs him his whole fortune, I think he's quite happy. I'm sure he's quite happy with that. But imagine the stress that they're putting on him, his family, digging up everything, tearing away at him. And people are probably going in and out of his office with, "Mr. President, what is it now? Mr. President," somebody else knocks on the door, "what is it now?" He's probably bombarded all day with things we read about, some of it in the papers and on the Patriot Radio, Kevin, but there's probably, for everything we hear about, there's probably what, 2, 3, 20 others that we never hear about. He's probably been through some ordeals. He's probably been through some ordeals that we won't find out about until he writes his memoirs. But go ahead.
And I agree with that. I agree with that. And I also agree with Dr. Steve Pachenik that the person that would know, or who he should be consulting with, is Melania. She herself is a genius. She knows what's going on, and I think that leverage that she has or she could pull would help. Hey, who do we get rid of now? I mean, I think together, and I think they do work together as a team.
Brilliant. She's beautiful.
She is. I mean,
she grew up in a communist country. She grew up in communist Slovenia. And it's interesting, those people that grew up in communist countries are not the fools that many of us in the non-communist Western world are.
Yeah, I'm honored to have her as, our first lady. I mean, I couldn't, like I told you before, I can't see, but it's I know she's a beautiful lady. I mean, just because of the, how soft her heart is, or how... I don't know if that's the right words or not, but I can feel her passion and know she's sincere. I mean, I think that's who I would be using, or not really using, but going to.
I think he does. I'm sure he does. And, to bolster your point, watching the president standing there at Bryant Stadium in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, filled with 100,000 roaring, patriotic, red-blooded American men and women, young and old. Boy, I'll tell you what, and Melania was standing right beside him. and the two of them standing there acknowledging this crowd of, can you imagine being cheered by a crowd of 100,000 people? And to what bolsters your point, Kevin, is the wonderful smile that was on Melania's face as she stood there with her guy. And she was, you know, he was getting that from 100,000 people, but counting just as much to him as the one person standing next to him who was saying with her smile, honey, you know, you're right. And we, meaning this one person and these millions, were behind you.
Yep. And, that's all I have for you, sir.
He's loving that part of his day is easy, and it's keeping him going. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you, sir. We're coming up to our last segment, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks. Just have one little short segment. Let's give this short little segment to 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes of the great Jim Jordan of Northwestern Ohio destroying this deep state dirtbag public bloodsucker Ambassador Taylor, who is having Trump derangement syndrome. Listen to Jordan tear this guy apart.
Ambassador Taylor, the gentleman asked if you could be wrong. Were you wrong when you said you had a clear understanding that President Zelensky had to commit to an investigation of Biden's before the aid got released And the aide got released and he didn't commit to an investigation.
Mr. I was not wrong about what I told you, which is what I heard. That's all I've said. I've told you what I heard.
And that's the point. What you heard did not happen. It didn't happen. You had three meetings with the guy. He could have told you. He didn't announce he was going to do an investigation before the aide happened. It's not just could it have been wrong. The fact is it was wrong because it didn't happen. The whole point was you had a clear understanding that aid will not get released unless there's a commitment. Not maybe, not I think the aid might happen. And it's my hunch it's going to get released. You use clear language, clear understanding and commitment. And those two things didn't happen. So you had to be wrong.
Mr. Jordan, the other thing that went on when that
notice he's conceding that when he says the other thing, he's changing the subject. Jordan has nailed him and he got him to admit there. I'm just telling you what I heard, folks. That in a court of law is not enough. Even with $1.50, that won't buy you a cup of coffee. That's hearsay. That's nothing.
That assistance was on hold is we shook the confidence of a close partner.
A close partner shook the confidence. They've treated Ukraine like a doormat. Close partner Ukraine. You couldn't imagine a more troubled or corrupt country among European nations anyway.
In our reliability. And that's
not what this proceeding is about, Ambassador.
The gentleman has expired.
That's not what this whole thing started on.
I'm the gentleman.
And again, there's the face, the look on Taylor's face. You know, you nailed me. And that's the sort of thing that happened today. We'll close with that thought that the demon rats, they had a dud today. And people like Jim Jordan really made some great, knocked some great big holes in the demon rat impeachment, Trump derangement syndrome. There you go. So get your popcorn fired up again. Tomorrow night, we'll be back here tomorrow night. Donald Trump's going to be in Bossier City, Louisiana, up there near Shreveport. That's going to be a humdinger, fellas and girls. So you don't want to miss that. And then we got another one of these impeachment boondoggles on Friday. Should be even better. Temperature should have risen. Jim Jordan will be even more fired up. And remember, they led with their best guy. Jordan said it. And you're their best witness? This is it, Ambassador Taylor. He's their best shot. He had nothing. Nothing. Wait till they go to their second string on Friday. All right, folks, thanks for joining us. See you in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. Hold on.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.